Hello all, this is JC3 from Is This Real? Do you want to start your own podcast? Then look no further than Buzzsprout.com. We here at Green Hour Media use Buzzsprout, and we love the team at Buzzsprout. They are all about helping you succeed. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. Follow the link in our show notes to let Buzzsprout know that we sent you. It gets you a $20 paid Amazon gift card if you sign up with a paid plan and helps support our show. Join us and over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout.com to get your message out to the world. Hi everybody, I'm JC3, and do you want to ignite your Valentine's Day this year? Well, do so with AdamandEve.com. How are you planning to spice things up in the bedroom? Check this out. When you go to AdamandEve.com and select almost any one item, you'll get that one item at 50% off. But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get a free Valentine's Day lover's kit. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift we know both of you will love. The Lover's Kit also includes six free movies, plus free shipping. So head on over to AdamandEve.com and use the offer code QUESTION. That's QUESTION. Without it, there'll be no free Valentine's Day stuff. Now remember, that's QUESTION. QUESTION for 50% off, 6 free movies, a lover's kit, and free shipping. That's question at adamandeve.com. From all of us at Is This Real and Green Hour Media, enjoy your Valentine's Day. Welcome everybody to the Is This Real Valentine's Day special. Now, what we're going to do here, we're going to talk about a little bit about St. Valentine himself and the backstory behind Valentine's Day. And we're going to play a little questionnaire with everybody in the booth who is in a relationship except for me. This episode was originally going to be St. Valentine's Day Lonely Hearts Club, but it's just the Lonely Heart Club tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the only one in the booth that is not with anybody. So let me introduce
ladies, he's single.
Let me introduce everybody to you. So we have Mr. West. Mr. West.
Yo, que lo que?
Say hello, and say hello to your wonderful girlfriend out there.
Que lo que, Maria?
And then we have Izzy, the bun.
Hello. I'm not wearing socks.
He's not wearing socks. And we have...
That's devious.
T, how you
hello.
Doing?
Hello. Hi.
My fiance.
Yes, they're married. Not
We're engaged.
Yet.
They're engaged.
We are engaged.
We're engagged.
Engagged. Engagement.
Some will say we are experts in love.
Right, guys? I don't know about that.
Yes.
But
she beats me, son. Hope.
So, how is everybody's 2024 doing so far? Let's talk about
people
that.
Died.
That's true.
That's yo, it. That is true.
That's very true.
That is. So
I'm not gonna lie. My 2024 is it's not bad. It's not bad. Apart from the people dying part, but that's hey, what can I do? You know what I mean? It's life.
It's just going downhill,
you know, and I don't think it's gonna stop.
The biological clock is ticking.
It's a real thing. It just happens. All right. So let's talk a little bit about St. Valentine's and St. Valentine's facts here. He was born in Terni, Italy.
Was he really a saint?
Yes, he is really a saint. He was born February 14th in 269 AD.
How do we know this?
Fossils.
And, like, history, facts, shit like that.
Scrolls and shit.
Cap.
It's cap.
How is it cap?
Paintings.
It just sounds like cap to me.
That
motherfucker wasn't in the Bible.
Saint of love.
Well, Saint Valentine. Whoa, hello.
This is not our sponsor.
No, the Saint Valentine who inspired the holiday may have been two different men.
Officially recognized by the Roman Catholic Church, St. Valentine is known to be a real person who died around AD 270. However, his true identity was questioned as early as AD 496 by Pope Galaeus I, who referred to the martyr and his acts as being only being known only to God. One account from the 1400s described Valentine as a temple priest who was beheaded near Rome by the Emperor Claudius II for helping Christian couples wed. Remember, Christians couldn't get married back then.
Why?
Because that
they were the minority. The Romans were the ones in charge. They were pagans. They believed in multiple gods. Yes. And they were just killing Christians for sport.
That's why I failed religion.
In all, there are about a dozen Saint Valentines plus a Pope. The saint we celebrate on Saint Valentine's is known officially as Saint Valentine of Rome, in order to differentiate him from the dozen or so other Valentines on the list, because Valentinus, from the Latin word for wealthy, strong, or powerful.
Wasn't this motherfucker a pimp? Or am I thinking about Santa?
I don't think it was either. I don't think Santa was a pimp.
I think Santa. No, I think I remember reading that
he's a slave master, though.
Yeah, he does. He owns all those elves.
Yeah, he does.
The most recently
all year round.
Beautified?
Yes.
Beautified? Mm-hmm. Okay. Valentine is Saint Valentine Berrio Ochoa, a Spaniard of the Dominican Order who traveled to Vietnam, where he served as bishop until his beheading in 1861.
Beautified means he was canonized, meaning he became a saint.
Pope John Paul II canonized Berrio Ochoa in 1988. There was even a Pope Valentine, though little is known about him, except that he served a mere 40 days around 827 AD.
That motherfucker was spreading love, and love got to him.
Uh-huh. Valentine is the patron saint of beekeeper. Motherfucker.
Let's mute your shit, nigga. Yo,
that's true. Sorry.
The fuck?
Yeah. Valentine is the patron saint of beekeepers and epilepsy, among many
that's
things.
That's really specific.
I didn't know beekeepers had...
Crap. Oh, my God.
You don't think beekeepers have a patron saint?
No, there's no need to. Who comes up with this?
Saints are certainly expected to keep busy in the afterlife. Their holy duties include interceding in earthly affairs and entertaining petitions from living souls.
I agree with that, because Saint Anthony has come in clutch. Shout out Saint Anthony, because I've lost some things.
You look confused.
And them shits pop up after I've made my prayer to Saint Anthony. I was, and this is one of the truest stories I'd ever tell. If I was lying, drop something on my forehead right now. I was at the beach. I lost my sunglasses. I prayed to St. Anthony, and them bitches wrapped around my ankle, and I got them back in the ocean, on the shore. And you know how easily it is to lose shit.
I know.
So yes, I do believe saints interfere in earthly and humanly affairs.
Well, lost my damn car keys at the beach. I ain't see them shits.
In this season,
you didn't pray to St. Anthony.
He did lose his car keys.
I prayed to God.
In this respect, St. Valentine has wide-ranging spiritual responsibilities. People call on him to watch over the lives of lovers, of course, but also for interventions regarding beekeepers and epilepsy, as well as the plague, fainting, and traveling. So, you might suspect he's also the patron saint of engaged couples and happy marriages. So there you go. When you pray to St. Anthony when you know.
Cap.
Pray to St. Anthony when I'm going.
Sorry, St. Valentine's.
That's Satan in disguise.
Hey, what?
I ain't praying to that man.
Oh, wait till he hears this, right? You can find Valentine's skull in Rome.
Yeah?
Which is not uncommon. There's a lot of saints' bones you could find.
There's
in
a lot
Rome.
Of people who are beautified, like...
What is that? What does that mean?
Beautified. Well, canonized. Beautified doesn't mean canonized. Beautified means, like, preserved. Like, there
like
are,
a mummy?
Yeah. Like, there are saints and popes that are in Rome and Vatican City and everything that are lying in a glass casket that you can visit. And they're dead for thousands of years, but they haven't, what is that word called? Like, not eroded. They haven't.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, decomposed. They're completely, fully intact.
Well, I mean, they also said the same thing for...
I think they dip them in resin.
Well, Mary, the Mother of God, and apparently her bones are in by the Vatican also. Do we believe this?
But it's all up to what you believe, and if you think it's a deception, and if it's not the actual people, or you don't think it's like a godly thing, it's up to you. It's all personal preference.
We'll be back after a quick break.
I'm Howard Dory.
And I'm Jess Dory.
And we host Plotting Through the Presidents. We take deeply researched, deeply irreverent dives into the myths, mysteries, and scandals of the men and women who shaped America.
Join us as we dive deep into topics like
the undeniable riz of Aaron Burr.
The what now?
And the odd feeding habits of everyone's favorite founder,
John Adams.
Subscribe and follow Plotting Through the Presidents now to plot along with us.
Find out more at plodpod.com.
All right. English poet Geoffrey Chaucer.
Jethro Tull.
May have invented Valentine's Day.
I was thinking Jeffrey Epstein, too. I was about to say, no way Epstein's involved in writing.
Valentine's Day.
No way he's involved with that shit.
The medieval English poet Geoffrey Chaucer often took liberties with history, placing his poetic characters into fictitious historical contexts that he represented as real. No record exists of romantic celebrations on Valentine's Day prior to a poem Chaucer wrote around 1375. In his work, Parliament of Fowls, he links a tradition of courtly love with the celebration of St. Valentine's Feast Day, an association that didn't exist until after his poem received widespread attention.
This nigga wrote a poem in front of birds, and then he got
bro. Yep. And last but not least,
Parliament of Fowls, bro. That means he presented this in front of birds.
And last but not least, you can celebrate St. Valentine's Day many times during the year.
It's the because day of love.
Because of the abundance of St. Valentine's on the Roman Catholic roster, you can choose to celebrate the saint multiple times a year. Besides February 14th, you might decide to celebrate St. Valentine of Viterbo on November 3rd. Or maybe you want to get a jump on the traditional Valentine celebration by feting St. Valentine of Raetia on January 7th.
Excuse me, what? Feting? What is
fetting.
That?
I don't know what the fuck that means. Probably celebrating? Dude, these are like big words. Anthony would know. Women might choose to honor the only female St. Valentine, Valentina, a virgin martyred in Palestine on July 25th, AD 308. The Eastern Orthodox Church officially celebrates St. Valentine's twice, once as an old elder of the church on July 6th and once as a martyr on July 30th. So, there we have six facts about Valentine's Day.
I thought Valentine's Day was a made-up government holiday to get us to buy more flowers.
It's a Roman Catholic holiday.
Oh, great.
Isn't that aren't you thinking, like a Hallmark holiday? That's what you're thinking of, right?
Yeah, just like a holiday, like, yeah, this is for the lovers out there. Go like buy Christmas. Flowers and like chocolate. Christmas. And
well, Christmas also comes from a Roman holiday, too. It's also,
yeah.
But
yeah, we take Roman Catholic holidays and make them national holidays.
We've commercialized them.
Yes. That's what we've been doing for the last odd so many years.
Very government influenced.
But I mean, Valentine's Day is celebrated all over the world also. Remember, it's not just a American thing like Thanksgiving is, like same thing with Christmas. People celebrate it across the world in different ways.
Well, Christmas is a religious holiday.
It is.
Yeah, but they're not all on the same day around the world.
Well, not, you know,
like different time zones, you mean?
No, like some of them, some countries don't celebrate the same day we celebrate Christmas.
Well, there's also some countries that'll go the extra mile and celebrate like every single religious holiday under the Christian or
and
Catholic.
And then you have those countries that don't celebrate them at all.
Russia.
Yeah, Russia seems like one of those countries.
And
right?
North Korea.
Where it's just like another day.
Well, I mean, in North Korea, they believe that Kim Jong-un is Santa Claus, so
they believe he's God.
Yeah, so they probably celebrate him on Christmas Day.
That's right. They hate us because they ain't us.
All right.
Hey, I'm quoting a movie. Don't come from my neck.
We're going to take a short little break, and then we're going to get into these questions, which I'm going to enjoy asking everyone this. So we'll be right back. Hi, everybody. I'm JC3, and do you want to ignite your Valentine's Day this year?
Well, do so with AdamandEve.com. How are you planning to spice things up in the bedroom? Check this out. When you go to AdamandEve.com and select almost any one item, you'll get that one item at 50% off. But that's not all. When you select your one item, you'll also get a free Valentine's Day lover's kit. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift we know both of you will love. The lover's kit also includes six free movies. Six free movies, plus free shipping. So head on over to AdamandEve.com and use the offer code QUESTION. That's QUESTION. Without it, there'll be no free Valentine's Day stuff. Now remember, that's QUESTION. QUESTION for 50% off, six free movies, a lover's kit, and free shipping. That's QUESTION at AdamandEve.com. From all of us at Is This Real and Green Hour Media, enjoy your Valentine's Day.
Hey everybody, I'm JC3.
And I'm Mr. West.
And this episode is brought to you by Dubby. Made by professionals in the USA, Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash.
No jitters.
Their formula contains vitamins, amino acids, including the patented NeuroFactor. You know what Dubby doesn't give you?
What's that?
No calories. No sugars.
No fillers.
And no artificial flavors. When the raw ingredients arrive to their FDA-registered and inspected facility that strictly adheres to GMP guidelines, they undergo a quarantine while a small sample of each ingredient is taken to test for any impurities, while also being tested to ensure that the ingredients are actually what they are supposed to be and have the proper dosage.
And once the ingredients pass all the tests, then they're cleared to get mixed into the formula. So head on over to dubby.gg and use our offer code IsThisRealPC for 10% off your first order. That's dubby.gg and use the code IsThisRealPC for 10% off. They have great flavors such as Galaxy Grenade, Dub Sludge, Passing Joy Tea, Monkey Madness, and Dragonade. My personal favorite is
Dragonade. Right here. I got Dragonade right here. Delicious.
Drink Dubby.
And be better.
These products are not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we are back with our St. Valentine's Day, the Lonely Hearts Club episode. Or
you the lonely motherfucker.
Valentine's Day special, yes.
You lonely.
Not lonely. It's,
how does that feel?
Lonely?
He feels lonely, dog. It's quiet. It's real quiet.
All right, let's ask some of these questions. So I'll go around the table and everyone can answer the way they want to. Some are heartfelt. Some are just fun. And I'll start with you, Izzy.
Okay.
What is the meaning of Valentine's Day to you? And what happens? What do you want to happen on this day?
Just making it about your significant other.
He was going to say your sister. I was like,
no. Well, yeah, making it about your sister. In my case, I will be making about your sister.
I was going to say a comment, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to hold back.
It's just a day that's focused on each other. You feel me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And creaming each other.
And
true.
And what do you want to happen
in that day? And there's
sexual activity. It sounds the porn version of Paranormal Activity.
A lot of sexual activity, romance in the air,
bro. What?
But for me, I think like a nice dinner, maybe a gift. You really set it off, and it could be low key. Like it doesn't have to be over the top.
Right.
It's just about you guys. That's it.
Thank you. He said you guys because he meant me in there also.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a person, it would be, you know, you
okay.
guys.
Okay. That's on to Teresa.
But you don't have one. So.
I get it. Thank you. I know I don't have one.
In your hand.
In your right hand.
And your left sometimes.
Hey, I use my left. It's like a new person in bed. Teresa?
I agree with what Isaiah said. It just sucks that Valentine's Day falls on a work day because then you have to go to work and you have to get dressed and like it's not just focused on each other. And then you have to spread fake love at work and people bring like baked goods and shit. It's like happy Valentine's Day. And it's like fuck off. But really,
I hope none of your coworkers listen to this.
No, it's not about my coworkers. Not now. I love my coworkers now. But like I focus on him, you know, it's all about Isaiah. It's all about what he wants and how to make him, you know, I'm still waiting for his list so I can buy him something.
You guys make a list for Valentine's Day?
No, I'm going to take off his Christmas list. But but yeah, it's about him and making him happy and making sure it's just about love and no arguments and just celebrating our love for each other. That's it. Something simple.
All right. Wes?
The question was, what does it
what does Valentine's Day mean to you specifically? And what do you wish would happen on that day?
Okay. What does Valentine's Day mean for me? To me, quite honestly, like it before meeting Maria, it's like it was just one of those days. Like I really didn't give a fuck about Valentine's Day. It's like you could spread love every single day. Literally. And then what it meant to me was just like, I ain't gonna lie to you, it's always been like hyped up to me like one of those like cliche marketing schemes where it's all like mad lovey-dovey. And I'm not gonna lie to you, like I actually do want to do some of that like real like over the top lovey-dovey stuff.
You want the roses leading to bedroom.
I would.
You ever see those videos?
The hot tub.
Like going into the hotel room. And then everything's like decorated, like the candles.
Yeah. I do some
That shit's over the top.
Silk. Yeah, no, nah, I'll do something like that.
Silk. Teresa wants it.
Yeah, no, I do.
It's beautiful.
There's some of those like candles, like all over the place.
I don't know about candles all over the place,
that's
but like.
That's a fire hazard.
Yeah, that is a fire hazard.
Like the balloons and the. Like, there's some of them where it's like, it's cute.
Yeah, no, like.
Rose petals on the floor.
Like, cute.
Yeah, the little heart on the bed.
You know,
but
like
yeah, there's some people that like candles like all over the room, balloons, all types of shit.
Yeah, no, I like that's really what it, like what it means to me. Like it's a really good day to just like if you really want to go over the top, if you want to flex your love, that's what Valentine's Day is for.
Gotcha, that's a good one.
I'm not gonna answer this because I'm not in a relationship.
That's
so
fair, but Valentine's Day doesn't have to be about romantic love. It doesn't have to be. There's people who give presents for, like, Amanda's gonna Amanda's gonna make Caden a basket. Kids at school give each other Valentine's. I mean, teachers also give Valentine's.
There's also like heartbreak on Valentine's, like, you know, like people get dumped on Valentine's. Yeah.
First
on Valentine's
of all, if you're
Day.
Dumping somebody on Valentine's
it's
Day, you're a heartless
up.
Motherfucker.
It's like breaking up with somebody on their birthday. It's wrong. Like, you don't
or
do
like
that.
Shooting Jesus on Christmas. Like that's
I'm pretty sure he can stop here. The bullets, by the way. I'm pretty sure he can stop the
what
bullets.
What's going on here?
But like, it doesn't have to be romantic. It's just about love, you know? Any kind of love, familial, romantic, whatever you want.
We are not promoting incest.
No, obviously. Not familial romantic love. Just, you know, they're separate. They're separate categories.
Just saying.
But, like, Daddy used to get me and Amanda chocolate roses every year. He hasn't done that in a while.
Oh, Mom used to get me and Anthony the little fucking Garfield things on Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
so Mommy gets everybody. I wouldn't be surprised if Mommy gets Eric something for Valentine's Day. Like a little box of chocolates or something. Is he geeking?
No, well, yes, but he's giving the little heart to the camera. Like,
yeah, like, yeah, I love chocolates.
I love chocolates.
All right. So this is the next question is for everybody. It's not a specific one.
Uh-huh.
Let's have a debate question. Is Valentine's Day more for men or women?
Women.
And explain why.
It's definitely for women.
For women, 100%. I, as a woman, can confirm it's for women.
It's for women.
For me, it's for the birds.
Wow. The day I come home on
Valentine's Day for more.
And
for
Teresa men. Has a set of flowers for me.
Yeah, it's definitely more for women.
Yeah, I'm gonna freak out. I'm gonna hit a backflip.
You want it?
Well, no, it's just something that's not expected.
It's
or
said that men only get flowers at their funeral.
Right.
Like, Maria, men don't ever get flowers.
Maria
so
got me flowers.
Well,
and
Maria's
a bear.
Built different.
And a bear?
And a bear, yeah. It was like a, it was
so
a bear.
So would you want flowers? Would you accept them?
No. But that's what I'm saying. It's more focused on women. You bring your women home flowers or, you know.
He brought me flowers.
It's you give them the chocolates and then you guys celebrate that together.
Exactly, you know? By clapping cheeks.
Right.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, does she know that you were King Bear in high school yet?
No, I forgot about that.
You forgot about King Bear?
I forgot about that.
He ran for what was it? Prom?
I think it was like I think it was like homecoming.
Homecoming King, and
you needed to like
King
do
Bear.
Like official papers and shit like that. But like I wrote my name.
I voted for him.
I wrote my name on the ballot and like voted for myself. And I think like 14 other people actually did the same thing too.
This motherfucker put bear. And they're like, who's bear? I'm like, that's West.
Who's bear?
All right.
I dubbed myself a bear.
I'm not going to ask this question.
What's the question?
Do you have any special plans for Valentine's Day? What will you do? I don't want to ruin it if you guys do have special plans.
No, we
for
do.
Each other.
We both know what's a special.
Is it going to be a surprise to each
no.
other?
No.
No.
We got. Okay. I made these reservations in December.
Nice.
We're going to Calandra's Cucina in Fairfield on 46. Nice. I've never been, and they
Calandra's
deck out
Cucina.
It's kitchen in Italian.
It's Cucci in Italian.
I've always wanted to go, and they deck out their outdoor tent, like their warmed tent, with like all different like roses and all different kinds of like ice sculptures, and it looks really nice. So I made the plans, and I told him that's where we're going, and that's basically it.
And
he asked me
like,
to be his Valentine.
Yes, Daddy.
Yesterday, or the day before?
Well, what?
You asked me to be your Valentine yesterday.
Well, Friday. Well,
yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. He got me roses and a really pretty bouquet.
Yes, it was. Shit.
Yeah. Saturday, and
like tomorrow's Sunday.
It feels like Sunday.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing for Valentine's Day. Nothing's nothing
if
crazy.
If you're dating, like your relationship is not solidified yet, Valentine's Day is the clutch day. Like that's the day where you kick up.
Wait, hold on, hold on. What do you mean, if you're dating a relationship?
If you're dating,
is,
no. If you're
if you're dating, does not mean that you're exclusive to one person. You could be dating around and seeing multiple people.
If
that's what date. That's
that
the definition.
I don't agree with that.
That is literally the definition of dating. It is literally the definition of dating. You have multiple people that you're seeing and you're going out with, and you're trying to pick exactly who's your best one.
If you don't like that,
if you don't like that, that's what dating is.
Look at the tier. You got the talking.
You got brackets.
You got dating, then you got like this like dating plus area. Like,
do you have to subscribe for that?
Right. Yeah. You're like dating premium type thing.
It's like a free trial.
Yeah. Like where you guys are really taking like serious dates. It's kind of exclusive. She's not talking to nobody. You're not talking to anybody.
At least you think so.
And then boom, that's here right there. That's the day. Well, that's the tier where you clutch up on Valentine's Day.
And ask her to
you
be
really
the
pop it off.
Yeah.
Like you do everything. You got flowers, bears, chocolates.
You write
that's cliche though.
You write will you be my girlfriend on the cake?
Valentine's Day in general is
at
cliche.
The dinner. Hell
there
yeah.
doesn't have to be a day where it's just like this day's focus on you and that special someone. It really should be every day. You guys should tell each other you love you and random gifts here and there. Like that should be spontaneous.
I get threatened if I don't respond quick enough.
Right.
Last night he went to bed. He was like, "I love you, good night." And I was like on my phone, and he was like, "I love you." I was like, "I love you too."
Right. So it's like
better fucking say it.
That day, Valentine's Day. If you're in that stage, that's where you really pop it off and be like, "Yeah, girl, look at me. I'm the man.
Look at me.
I came through on Valentine's Day." Right. You know.
So. Because, again, we have two different types of relationships that
are we went away for our first Valentine's
Day. We have, you know, they're engaged and you have a long-distance relationship. What are your special plans for Valentine's Day?
I'm trying to trade some stocks. No, that's FaceTime.
Step it up to Zoom on the desktop.
That'd be fucked up. We're downgrading at that point.
My meeting ID is 112.
What's it called? I'm trying to just save up some extra money and just see her the weekend of Valentine's Day. So the 16th.
So that's the weekend after Valentine's Day.
No, it's because Valentine's Day is on a Thursday, I think.
Yeah, so that'd be Valentine. Oh, it's technically Valentine's weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joey, what are your plans?
I'm going to work out.
Work on yourself. Show yourself
there
some
you
love.
There you go.
And beat off.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
What traditional gift would you rather receive? We'll start with you, Izzy.
Multiple choice?
Yeah. Chocolates, flowers, or a card with a personal message?
I like card. I like card with the message.
I knew that.
That's dope.
All right. Teresa?
And you have to date it so we know what year it's from. I like flowers.
Flowers?
I really like flowers.
West?
He's
thinking.
What was it
chocolate,
again?
Chocolate, flowers, or a card with a personal message?
Definitely the card.
Really?
Yeah,
definitely the card, yeah.
What makes the card special?
Because it's handwritten.
Yeah.
Because you're taking the, I'm like my mom on this. You're taking the time to just like actually like think about the words that you're saying on this card and like, you know, your intentions are to give it to this person and, you know.
Yeah.
Because you care, because you care about them.
The first Valentine's Day him and I spent together, we went away. And all we did, we went to West Orange and stayed in a hotel and went to the movies and dinner. And it was really nice, a nice weekend.
Nice.
But I gave him, we exchanged gifts before, and he got me a big ass teddy bear. And
the one that's on top over here?
Yeah. A big ass teddy bear, chocolates, and he got me this like fake rose. It's like a forever rose. I still have it somewhere.
Sounds very
and
special.
I gave him a card and I gave him a handwritten message and he could deny it if he wants, but he cried.
He cried.
It was like a little tear. He ain't cry, bro.
He ain't cry.
But he did. Because
dust just happened to get in his eye at that exact moment.
Tears.
There's levels.
There's levels to crying.
Right.
He G cried.
Where you got water in your eyes.
Right.
And then you got the ones where it's like you're not crying like you just got the tear that comes down.
Yeah.
But you straight face though.
Right. Like you're right, like, it's like it's so emotional. Like it's G-cry. So emotional that you're just like, oh my God. And you're just like,
if the tear drops, G cry.
Yeah.
You see? But if you're ugly crying, then you're just you're wimp crying. Like, oh my God.
So would you classify what level did you when you proposed to me, what level she pulled of cry the knife was that?
On me. That was a G cry.
What?
What? That was a G cry.
But it wasn't just one tear though. You were very emotional when you proposed.
No, you're not understanding. You're not understanding.
Oh, now I'm not understanding.
If you G cry, it's not just one tear. If you're straight face and I'm just like, I'm tears coming down my face. But I'm not like sobbing and doing all this extra stuff. That's a G cry.
Okay. Yes. Joey does cry.
So I
ugly cry.
Like if we're talking,
Joey, let's go.
I'm like, really sad, and I got. I'm G crying.
Okay. It's either I cry or it's crying, and then my fist in the door. That's how I cry. What?
Okay. What?
Let's go with the next one. Do you like romantic movies? And what is your favorite romantic movies? Izzy?
No, I don't like romantic movies
at all.
No.
Right. He falls asleep.
Teresa, you're the romantic one. What is your favorite romantic movie? I know for a fact you like romantic movies.
I love romantic movies. But I'm not going to sit and watch them on Valentine's Day because I don't need to vicariously live through these characters anymore because I'm living my own love story. But I like The Notebook. I think it's a beautiful movie and it made me literally break apart in like pain. So, yeah.
All right.
Is he laughing?
No, it was just because he said like, "Well, fuck you," and it's just the way that he said it. that was funny. Do I like romantic movies? I'm not gonna lie, I do. I do like romantic movies. What's my favorite? I don't know,
dude. They're
like all the same type of movie to me.
I mean, like
there was one that I really liked where it was this couple that. They got into a car accident and the woman got amnesia and he had to kind of like remind her all the time of like of them being together. I think there's been a few of those types of movies, but like
50 First Dates.
Yeah, no, I don't. It definitely wasn't 50 First Dates because it was because 50 First Dates was funny. I remember Adam Sandler in that one.
Does rom-coms count?
I think so.
Yeah, rom-coms.
I would say if we're doing rom-coms, it would be any Adam Sandler movie. I love Adam Sandler.
See, mine would
his romantic movies, they're funny.
I enjoy
and they're good too.
I enjoy the romantic comedies that Ryan Reynolds in.
Just Friends. That's my favorite, but I classify that as a Christmas movie, not a romantic.
Well, it's a Christmas romantic comedy.
I like the one. It technically is a Christmas movie. The one with Nicolas Cage where he's like the rich person and he goes into that other timeline and he's like in the suburbs and shit.
I've never seen that movie. What fucking movies do you watch?
It's a good one.
Thank you. It's a good one.
No, I swear, it's an actual real movie. Like Nicolas Cage, it's set in the 90s. He works for some stock company or whatever. He's like really successful, lonely as fuck, and it's around Christmas time, and it's like some Ghost of Christmas Past type shit happens, and he goes into like another reality where him and the girl that he actually liked end up being together. They have a family. Like, they live in New Jersey. Mm. And he works for her dad's tire company or some shit like that. It's a good movie.
Let's just put it like this. You're all going to disagree with me because I know how this booth is. My favorite romantic comedy, it's a romantic movie. I don't care what anybody tells me. Die Hard.
What?
It's a romantic movie.
I thought you were going to say American Pie or some
shit. No. Think about it. He does all this just to save the woman, his wife, who's in danger. And then they get the kiss at the end.
So it's a romantic
action movie.
It's a romantic action Christmas movie?
Yes. Die Hard is a romantic movie.
Because it all happens on Christmas, I guess.
It's a romantic movie.
I guess.
I will die on this hill.
Okay. You could die hard, man.
I will. All right. So next question. Some couples have a song that is especially important to their relationship. Have you had this kind of romantic song in your relationship?
We had a lot of songs, right?
A lot of country songs, you bunch of weirdos.
Country songs, a lot of oldie songs.
So what's a song that you like?
I like Earth Angel by Johnny Maestro. And The Crest. not the Brooklyn Bridge. We don't do that.
The Crest.
The Crest. It has to be with The Crest.
All right.
This is Crests.
The multiple crests.
And yes, there's Earth more than one crest.
Angel.
That's what,
Earth Angel.
Earth Angel.
Earth.
There are a lot. I like You Make It Easy by Jason Aldean. That one's good. And I remember the first time you played it for me, we were in a Dunkin' parking lot. And anything.
I got head in a Dunkin' parking lot once.
Okay. Anything.
That's romantic.
Like.
She put a donut around my
America runs on head.
I also like More Than a Fever by Midland because you dedicated that song to me.
More Than a Fever? That's a great song.
And I remember exactly where I was when I was listening to when you dedicated it to me on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I almost cried in the middle of training at work. So those two songs, definitely.
Better Together, Luke Combs.
Better Together, Forever After All.
I didn't know they were going to have a whole fucking playlist.
We have a list, yes. I have a whole playlist on my phone.
All right. West? Have you gotten to that point in your relationship where you guys have dedicated songs to each other?
Me and Maria, yeah. I'm trying to think of like what songs out because we sent each other so many fucking songs.
It's a good play. Bitches love songs.
Oh no!
I'm not calling you a bitch. You're my sweetie poop. But I'm just saying in general.
Sweetie poop.
I'm just saying in general. Women love songs.
Do you want to come back around for that until you remember?
Nah.
Okay, cool. Have you ever received a Valentine's Day card or gift from a secret admirer? And how did it make you feel?
No.
Yes? No?
From a secret admirer?
Secret admirer?
Back in like fucking grade school, probably.
Yeah, I would say grade school.
No.
I never had a secret admirer.
Yeah, for real. Like, I'm just like, who the fuck?
And I've never been a secret admirer.
I'm like, who the fuck sent me this fucking.
Have you ever been a secret admirer? That's another good
Have
question.
I ever been a secret admirer?
No.
That's kind of creepy. I'll be
in honest. In high school or like school or just grade school period? No.
Would you consider a secret admirer creepy or romantic?
Depends on what they're doing.
I think it's romantic.
If they're like leaving lockets of hair and like toenail clippings and shit, that's
voodoo
weird.
Shit.
That's right.
That's voodoo. That's but if voodoo
they're,
black
like,
magic.
Leaving, like, if they're like sending like telegrams and like little cards,
they're like
or...
pushy. You
know? See, for
that's
me,
fine. But if they're leaving like blood samples at your front door, that's a little
for
weird.
Me,
a decapitated horse head.
Look what I did for you.
A secret admirer only works if you're going to lead a clue of who you are, you know? Like, it's like
it's
mad something
mysterious and mad that, work,
but that's what I'm saying. Like it has to be like a love mystery of, like, who is my secret admirer. If you're just like, here's a box of chocolates from your secret admirer, that's a little fucking weird to me.
No, that's creepy.
Which one?
The mystery.
How is that creepy?
That's creepy.
Because you want them to find out that you're doing this shit to them.
That's harassment.
That's not harassment.
Yes, it is.
This nigga watched chick flicks, dog.
If you're leaving notes and stuff, or you're telling people through people.
So you think it's less creepy to just say, just for someone to send you a box of chocolates out of nowhere.
And be like, yes, this is from me.
No, it's not from me. It's from my secret admirer. So you don't know who
sent
you
to. No, he doesn't like the secret admirer idea at all.
So
it could be, okay, yo, it's a secret admirer, dog. It could be like, Like, yeah, no. It could be a chick.
It could be a guy.
It could be a guy. It could be your Uncle Tony, my nigga. I don't know.
Like, versus being straight up and just saying, this is from me. You know? The mysterious thing, that's creepy.
That shit only works in, like, Twilight.
Anonymous is creepy.
Well, that's what a secret admirer is.
You're completely anonymous.
Say you have a secret admirer, like, they leave a bouquet of roses on your car and just like leaves
See,
a
on,
note
on the car. That's creepy.
On the car, like they leave a note like, from your.
I'm gonna be like
from your secret admirer, like if I go into work and I have a box of chocolates on my desk and it's like from your secret admirer. That's creepy to me because it's like first of all, well the car is creepy because like first of all, what?
Yeah,
it's like you know what my Dude, car if, you know what my car looked like. That's one.
If
and I'm, then two, like. I've already got off work, dog. Like, you really think I'm going to be like, oh, how sweet. I'm going to be like, dog, what the fuck, bro? I got to take all this shit off just so I could drive. Bro.
My ass, if I'm seeing roses and it says from your secret admirer on my car.
My secret admirer would do better and know better.
I'm pulling a knife. Yeah, I'm going to sit there like this. Like, all right, who's fucking getting it?
You definitely have to leave a hint. Yeah, for sure. I agree with you.
You have to leave. It has to be a mystery trail to the point of like, I've been your secret admirer the whole time. Like, that's what the point of a secret admirer is. You can't just, like, because at that point, if you're just leaving shit, it becomes stalking.
Right.
Or you just got a fetish and shit or a kink like that. There are motherfuckers.
Well, that point there are that the other person.
There's motherfuckers that got
it's
kinks.
Still, it's still a, like a stalking.
It's harassment. But it's harassment. Doesn't know? It's harassment.
But there
it's
has
harassment.
To be a time frame whether you got to reveal yourself
exactly.
at some point.
Yeah.
You have to reveal yourself.
It's like a
hey,
love
look,
mystery.
It's like the mask. It's like the show The Mask. You know what I mean? Like you're singing and like you got to be like, oh, who's this voice?
Like if you're in high school, before the year is out, you have to kind
Announce
of fess up
yourself.
To it. Yeah. Like, hey, look, we're going to summer break. It was me the whole time, whatever, thinking about
I would, so, you know, if you're going to say, like, a secret admirer to me, it only works around
I think
Valentine's
that only,
Day.
I think that shit only works when you're young, dog. That shit don't work when you're adults.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody's calling the cops. Or
that shit only works
in this
when
day
kids.
And age.
Yeah, because then it could be anybody. It's not like
not even
school.
Not even.
It's
not,
like,
yeah, that's what a secret admirer is.
It could be your teacher, dog.
I was just thinking the same shit.
It could be your teacher.
It
right?
could be a teacher, not for real, for real, bro. These teachers out here be fucking like mad little kids, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You have to reveal yourself.
Well, I mean, that's what happened. Like, did you again? We all know the diss track. That's up. By the way, the diss track about one of the teachers at Caden's school. That was hysterical.
Play it now, and I'll play it.
All right, next question. Is Valentine's Day the most romantic day of the year? If not, what day is?
Mm-mm, that would be that falls
preference.
That person. Personally, I think your anniversary gotta be more romantic than fucking Valentine's Day.
He spit.
That's it. Because your anniversary, like that's the day that you really sat there and you want to sit there and be committed to your woman. Like you can't go. They can't be no other day more romantic
this
than that one, dog.
He's spitting right now. He's spitting.
I'm just saying,
Teresa. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Because
I think it's
you know,
it's across the board for us. I agree.
I think
also,
the anniversary should be the top tier, most romantic day. Like nothing should stop you and your person from being absolutely infatuated and lovey-dovey and
Question.
Whatever with each other.
Would your wedding day be considered more romantic than that?
No.
Would your wedding anniversary be more considered be more romantic than your anniversary that you first got committed?
It's I don't know because it's very general that once you get married, your wedding anniversary trumps the anniversary of when we got together. So like mom and dad started dating in June, but they don't celebrate their anniversary in June. They celebrate it in October because that's when they got married. So would you rather celebrate April 22nd, which is our anniversary of when we got officially became boyfriend and girlfriend, or would you rather celebrate the day we end up getting married?
I feel like the day we've got together in a relationship will be the most romantic date for me.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
The wedding day, a lot of things come into play when it comes to your wedding date. Like the day you got married, like what's available, what works, what season you want, stuff like that.
And also,
like, all that's dependent on that day. That's why you chose that day.
It's funny, too, for wedding days, because, I mean, you could have a really good wedding day. You could have a really bad wedding day.
Yeah, some people's
and days some people would rather be like, I'd rather celebrate the day that we actually got together instead of the wedding day, because that was a stressful fucking day that didn't go exactly perfectly right. Like, everybody wants their
wedding
day.
Oh, my wedding day is going exactly how I want it.
Having an inside wedding.
And I will be removing individuals or people who try and ruining it. Or who try to ruin it.
I won't get too drunk then. I won't get too drunk.
Period.
You're not even on the list of potential people who would ruin my wedding, so you're fine.
Bam! I'm getting fucked up. I'm getting fucked up and I got permission. It's on camera too.
Did you you're going to be an usher at our wedding?
I'm just hearing this now. Thanks.
G tier. Start crying.
You and Anthony, probably.
Yeah. You and Anthony.
Joey's gonna be the backup bride.
And the backup best man.
Right.
So I have a lot of duties that day.
He said duties.
What is the most romantic thing you have done for someone? And we'll start with
ever.
You,
ever or in this relationship.
Go with this relationship. Don't bring
it
up past
shit. It should be in this relationship.
Yeah.
So far, proposing would be the most.
Yeah, you can't top that. Well, you can.
I can't.
You don't do anything romantic.
No,
for
it's not that I don't do anything romantic, but nothing can trump proposing to me.
No. What have you? No. He's what have you done romantic for him?
What's the most romantic thing you've done for him?
See?
Nothing.
That's fucked up.
No, I don't.
Well, you cook every night for him.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't do things. Oh, God. I don't do, and I'm not the type of person that'll do things. He's not either, but he proposed to me, which is automatically the most romantic thing he's ever done. But I don't do things on the pretense of being romantic. I do them just because I love him. I cook for him. I clean for him. I do his laundry. I brush his hair when he needs it. I help him out with things. Like, I don't do things because I want accolades for it. I do it because I love him, you know? I think the most romantic thing I can do is just love him for who he is. And that's what I do every day. He's love my life.
What's the most
consistency?
Yes. Consistency.
Yes. I got Maria some flowers. She's never ever gotten flowers before from a boyfriend.
Never?
Ever.
Really?
Ever.
That's BS.
No,
I'm saying that's bullshit. Like, that's wrong.
That nobody's ever gotten her flowers. Yeah. She's going to remember that for the rest of her life because he was the first person to ever get me flowers.
Yeah. I got
it's
her.
A flex.
Yeah.
It's a flex.
I got her flowers and
So you both are the first people ever to give each other flowers? Like, you never received flowers from anybody else?
No. No, I don't remember.
See, it's
I don't
a first
remember,
for both
I don't,
of you.
I don't remember getting flowers before.
Yeah, you're going to remember that forever.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I still got the bear and the vase.
Okay.
It's sitting right on my dresser. And
you're
I got the first guy. And I got the card
that she sent me her flowers.
Yeah.
And you shipped them over there.
Yeah, I called. I, like, looked up what was, like, the closest flower shop.
You ordered it her locally.
See?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Everyone looks at him and thinks he's a bad guy.
Like, I looked up what was.
Not anybody here.
Like, I looked up where she worked. What was the closest flower shop to her job?
Mm-hmm.
I ordered it.
Oh, you sent it to the job.
Yeah, I sent it to her job.
It didn't say secret admirer.
It didn't say no secret admirer. Yeah. So I got her. So I got her some flowers that day.
Secret admirer from New Jersey across
from
the country
from E.
And they didn't have her exact favorite flowers, but like at least she got like roses and I believe some lilies.
Okay.
She likes lilies.
Okay.
You're adorkable.
Thanks.
You are adorable. That was adorable.
I haven't done shit for people, all right?
That's not true. You've had girlfriends.
Says a lot.
Yeah, but nothing romantically.
I mean, fucking
given
them
the current circumstance.
He sits on them.
Whoa!
She did ask me to choke her, so maybe that is romantic.
Sit on me, daddy.
Did she turn blue? I think I heard his story or something.
No, she
like
didn't
that.
Turn blue.
Oh.
He sat
on her. Okay.
Put his whole weight on her.
Valentine's Day is promoted by company. Shut the fuck up. Valentine's Day is promoted by companies whose only interest is making money. Discuss whether you agree or disagree with this.
Totally agree. You know, it's when it gets to that time, start entering February, you start seeing in the supermarkets all the chocolate and the you know, all the special gifts and
that was happening in November.
Stuff.
Now,
yeah,
it
yeah.
actually happens like around January when they start.
So companies like, you know, it's around that time, start putting all the really lovey-dovey stuff to the front. You feel me? It's a scheme.
Scheme.
Yeah, it's a scheme.
It's a scheme that you fall for every year.
You want to pat yourself on the back for that word, don't you?
Because you still buy the flowers and you still buy the chocolates and you still. Yeah. So.
Again, but it's there, right? Because I plan on that. I feel like it's around that time I got to go get this. It's not because of the marketing. You got some guys that walk into the store and they see all the hearts and all the gifts and they'd be like, well, maybe I should get my person something, you know? So it's like the marketing that gets them like, oh, I should do that, that's sweet. Whereas, like, you know, real people like me and Eric, we make it happen no matter what. No marketing needed.
You don't have a girlfriend?
Yeah,
I have a question. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Wait, are we done? When we're done with this round, I can ask a question.
Okay. Do you want to add anything to that?
If I believe that Valentine's Day is more of a like company thing,
yeah, instead of like actually being a true love holiday.
No, you said if companies. What was the question?
Valentine's promoted by companies whose only interest is making money.
Yes.
Well, companies are always interested in making money, so yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to take another short little break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is JC3 speaking. If you want to know more about Is This Real Podcast and our parent company, Green Arrow Media, then visit greenarrowmedia.org. You can find and follow all of our social media pages through our website. If you love our content, then you can support us by subscribing to our YouTube channel and our Patreon page. Remember, that is greenarrowmedia.org.
Hey everybody, we're just letting you know that we have new merch in our store. Go to greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio for our first ever logo drop. The cryptid collection is here. Get your favorite cryptids such as Bigfoot, Mothman, Nessie, the Yeti, or the Jersey Devil on t-shirts, hats, or mugs. You can also get all of our podcast logos on various items as well. Remember, that's greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio. New episodes of Is This Real drop Sundays at 8. Question everything.
And we are back with our Valentine's Day special in the booth with West, Teresa, and Izzy. I don't know why I was so slow on fucking that one. All right, you wanted to ask a question, Teresa?
Yeah. So when for you both.
Okay.
Because I don't think you've ever purchased flowers for an individual.
I have.
Okay, so you included. When you go to buy flowers, do you walk into the florist shop, right, florist section of a supermarket, wherever? Do you walk in and then just grab whatever the nearest bouquet you could find? Or do you walk in and actually think about it and say, like, she would like this?
I saw in the front of the 7-Eleven.
Well,
okay.
Like, so... Whenever me and Marie are on FaceTime or anything, like, and she says something that, like, she just likes, I always write that shit down. So.
Right.
So, it just, so, like, I don't have no bullshit to be like, oh, I don't know what type of flowers to get her. So, I'm like, I know I gotta get her, like, roses and lilies. Mm-hmm. Or anything close to that.
Okay.
Or anything in, like, the colors of, like, her favorite colors, like, purples and pinks and shit like that. So, there is thought that goes to it. So, it's a mix of, like, what's the first one that I see that matches what I'm looking for? And, like, how healthy are these flowers?
Fair. Babe?
True. I'm always going off. I definitely don't grab the first thing I see. I really don't go off of price.
Price don't matter for shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, if there's something that screams, like, this screams Teresa, like, I'll get it. But usually I'm going off of color. Like, I know your colors. I know what colors you like. I tell the florist, like, yo, I don't want anything out here. Can you make me something? And they make it in the back. Usually, if it's like no special reasons, like the flowers I got you now were red and pink. And I told them to make it that way. Red, pink, a little white for Valentine's Day, right? So if it's not that, It's usually I'm going off like yellows, greens, whites. I stay away from the blues. And I know every time. And I'd be like, they got to make it for me, though. Or if I really see something already pre-made and I'd be like, okay, this is her, I'll grab it. All right. That's what I'm doing.
So I'll just skip to the next. I'm going to come back to the other two questions, but I'm skipping over two questions right now. With that thought in mind of color, what color do you think love is? And that would just be a, you know, shout out, talk, whatever you want to do.
Red?
Red. Teresa?
I think white.
What?
I think love is pure. And there's nothing purer than the color white.
True.
Love is white. You know, if it's true love, pure love, it's white. There's no impurities.
Pure meant it was black.
There's no... I'm talking about like when I think of pure, I think of white or clear, but clear is not a color. I think of white because if it's true love and you're meant to be together, and if you believe in soulmates and you believe that you two are each other's soulmates, it's true. It's pure. You know, there's no imperfections. There's no impurities. There's nothing that's going to obstruct you from being like. So I think it's white.
All right, Wes.
It's like it's one of those shades of blue that burns because it's like flames.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's whiter towards the center of the flame.
No. I know that in terms of heat, white is also the hottest temperature recorded on things like that. But blue flames are also very extremely hot. So that's when I think of love, I think of something, I think of that, a burning intensity.
See, for me, it's very simple and it's gonna sound fucking weird, but I think it's just the color of the person, the favorite color of the person you fell in love with.
Okay.
Because that's the person which you have to worry about getting for Valentine's Day.
Her favorite color?
Her favorite, or his favorite color, you know.
Or his favorite color?
Or their favorite color, you know.
There we go.
You know, we have to add all these fucking nouns. There we go.
Portland fucks with us now.
I don't think they have any, never mind. All right, we already went through describing a perfect Valentine's Day date, because we did that earlier. This is, you guys can direct this one to me. How should a single person spend Valentine's Day, and what do you suggest?
Thinking about where you went wrong.
Oh my god!
Reflect, motherfucker.
Reflect.
It is a day of reflection, and wonder why you are in this pit of loneliness that you call love right now.
Yeah. If you're single on Valentine's, reflect. You should really reflect
on everything. Reflect on everything, and if you have reflected, then just make 17,000 bands right there, bro.
Right.
Teresa.
I say I don't think somebody should be alone on Valentine's Day. I think it doesn't do good for some, unless you're totally 100%, 1,000% comfortable with being alone, or you know, you don't believe in Valentine's Day. You don't believe in love. If you do and you have a romantic heart, right? I think nobody should be alone. So spend it with people who love you. You know, spend it with your mom. Spend it with your dad. Spend it with your family. Go out
with
friends.
They're busy on their Valentine's Day date.
But they may not be, because old people don't really take. Mom and dad don't do anything for Valentine's Day. They used to. Dad used to buy mom earrings. And flowers. She used to come home to big ass cards.
Jesus,
on the table.
Jesus, just shout it out to everybody that our parents aren't romantic anymore.
Well, they're old. Old people don't get down like that. So
to that age.
So
get to that age, bro.
Spend it with friends that are single. Go out. Girls who are single, even girls who are in a relationship, but I don't have girlfriends. They go on Galentine's Day dates. They go out together as a group and they're girl Valentines to each other. They're not no lesbian shit, but they spend
lesbian
it with each other.
Lesbian shit is hot though.
So you know, if Eric was single and you were single, be like, bro, what are you doing on Valentine's Day? No, obviously nothing crazy, but let's go to the bar. Let's have a couple of drinks.
Cocaine's and hookers.
Let's go.
That too, you know. But don't be alone. You know, it's sad. It doesn't do good for your mental health.
But that's if I was single, though.
He's not single, yeah. so fuck yourself.
So,
I mean,
so no cocaine and hookers for
no,
you.
No cocaine and hookers.
No.
Well, you can, but like you have to be by yourself.
That's just a sad Valentine.
He's like, I'm not single, so fuck yourself. You're on your own.
So like, yeah.
All right. Here's a fun little question.
Okay.
Do you enjoy?
Oh, that was so cute. Okay.
Do you enjoy playing Cupid? And
yes.
Do you try to introduce people in the hope that they will make a love
yes,
match?
Yes, 1,000%.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's a girl thing. I don't think men enjoy doing that. I do. I know people. I'm a very good
brother,
judge, in my opinion.
I present to you this woman. Go clap her cheeks.
I'm a very good judge of character.
Hold on. I think for men, it's like, especially
that's
single,
really how it. No, that's really how. That's
for,
really
for
that's
single
really
men.
How it is.
I think
really
it's like, well, I'm sad and lonely. Fuck him. Why would I want to get if I'm going to try to be with someone? Then no, fuck you.
No, but I think the mentality.
Those are petty motherfuckers.
The mentality comes from when you're in a relationship. Like, I'm in a relationship and I want somebody to be as happy as I am in a relationship. So why am I going to not, like, I would love to set people up.
Put Isaiah in a wig and I'll be fine.
He has long hair already.
Like, that's true.
This guy.
But, you know, I want everybody to be as happy as I am. So if I can set somebody up, I would love to do that. But
Continues to deny me with trying to get with her friends.
Because that's weird.
Okay.
Well, she's doing you a favor. She's looking out for you.
And I know my
friends. Her friends are
well, I don't have friends. That's number one.
That's sad.
The people that I used to be friends with, they're all douchebags. Yeah.
Are hoes. They're all hoes. And why do you think I tried to get with them?
Because they're
no,
hoes.
No, because you're better than that, and you deserve
exactly.
better than that.
You're better than a hoe.
You have no self-fucking respect, which is why you have all these hoes on Snapchat.
Right.
Excuse me.
It's the truth.
That's not the truth.
They don't like you.
It's getting spicy.
If a girl sends you a pussy pic on Snapchat, she has no self-respect.
Yeah,
and if you're right. accepting that pussy pic on Snapchat, you have no self-respect.
That's a little.
No, I mean, there's no morals. There's a lack of respect. Yeah.
I respectfully disagree with that one.
Okay. I mean, you're not respecting yourself. But
they're
sure.
very confident people to decide to do that.
No, they're girls looking for attention, and you're giving it to them.
You know what? My attention is free right now. There's nothing I'm attending to.
Attending. Cajun.
Okay. Some restaurants charge higher prices on Valentine's Day. Are you willing to pay more to dine out on this day?
Yes.
If there's extras, yeah.
Well, that's not really true because we went to Rare and Rare's not cheap. And we only go to Rare on Valentine's Day
or isn't Rare like,
yeah, but
expensive
I think
to begin
Rare
with?
Rare is
yeah.
like that just in general.
Yeah.
I so don't think still... they charge more on Valentine's
Day. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. What was the question?
Some restaurants charge more on Valentine's
Day.
Oh,
got it. Yeah, no. No. I don't know about Calandra's. I don't know if it's specifically increased for Valentine's.
Radio's in his head right now.
Are you listening to music in your head?
Okay, you're bobbing back and forth.
But I know they have a Valentine's Day menu, like a set item, a number of items that are like specials, I guess.
Of our strawberry cream pie.
Right.
All right.
It's a dessert.
Would you pay extra to at a restaurant to eat on Valentine's Day?
I don't give a fuck about money, bro. Okay. If I have to pay extra, I'll pay extra. I don't care.
Ooh. How do you deal with unwanted romantic advances?
Make myself as ugly as possible.
Call the police.
No, I don't know because I've never had unwanted romantic advances.
Like someone just hitting on you, like in public or something.
Yeah,
that
you don't any type of unwanted romantic advance. I just unfollow.
Right.
No, I had Isaiah do that for me. I had someone who was DMing me like couple years ago commenting on like my pictures and calling me pretty or whatever, and he found their Instagram and was like, back the fuck up off my girl or I'm gonna tell your girl that you're messaging my girlfriend.
Oh, he had a girl?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
fuck.
He blocked me. So
West,
I have my husband do it.
How do I handle unwanted?
Well, because you're a good-looking guy, so I guarantee you have a lot of women throwing themselves at you.
I used to.
How did you handle unwanted advances?
I fucked with their heads.
Oh, okay. We're getting there.
This guy's a manipulator.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where the ugly side of me comes out.
You really like me? Send me $300. Let's see it.
What, did you do that?
No, I never solicited money from them.
Damn, he got the legal term.
Solicited money from them.
I'm just saying.
All right, last question. Is a romantic gesture more powerful on Valentine's Day or on any other day of the year?
When it's more spontaneous.
Yeah.
Any other day of the year.
I didn't hear that question.
Is a romantic gesture more powerful on Valentine's Day or on any other day of the year?
I feel like it feels more forced on Valentine's Day.
It's expected.
Yeah, that's more forced.
When he comes home with like a bouquet of flowers, or you know, he does something for me. You know, like the first time he ever gave me flowers was on like a random weekday when we were still just seeing each other. Like we hadn't made it official yet, and he was in Patterson because of a job, and he stopped and got me flowers because he had remembered that on our first date I said I'd never receive flowers, and he stopped in, gave me flowers, gave me a kiss, and left. Like, it wasn't expected. I was like frying chicken. I swear to God, I was like, no, you can't, like, there's no way you're here. He's like, I'm outside, come downstairs. And the second time he got me flowers is because I was having an issue getting on birth control, and he just got me flowers and a teddy bear, and like, it was, none of it's expected, and it means the world. Because,
sorry, your uterus sucks.
Literally, it's exactly what it was. Because it's like those things that aren't expected. They're not asked for. You guys are going to have a show on Super Bowl Sunday?
No, we're moving that.
Oh. They're unexpected, and it means he cared enough to go out of his way and spend his money on something that will make me feel better, and I really appreciate that. And now that I think about it, going back to an older question, I've done things for you that are unexpected. Or, like, romantic. When you used to sleep over, I used to go shopping and get you snacks and stuff. Melatonin, eye care. Like, I
That's not a snack.
Me, but, no, not that. I used to get him, like...
Melatonin.
Funyuns and gummies. Here.
Go to sleep, nigga.
No. Funyuns and gummies. Or, like, you know, I would come home from work and I would do a little shopping after work and get him things that he needs to stay the weekend. Yeah. But I guess that goes into the consistency in taking care of you.
Yeah, she made sure that I was comfortable while sleeping over. So she.
And sometimes I would like set it up on the bed. Like, mm-hmm. I would take a shower, but I would set it up on the bed because I know he'd come home while I was in the shower. Keep and then PG-13 everything would be like, laid out on the bed for him. Yeah. And I made him a basket once.
Mm-hmm. Basket.
But yeah, I think gifts are more meaningful. Gifts, flowers, whatever. Not on Valentine's Day, when you're least expecting it.
When it's spontaneous.
Like when I give him head in the kitchen after he comes home from work.
Okay.
Spontaneous.
All right, last question. And this might be a weird one. But do you take it as a slight against your relationship if no gestures are happened on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Do I take it as a what?
A slight.
Like you get offended.
Offended.
Do I get offended?
If nothing happens on Valentine's Day.
Yes. I'm going to be honest, and that could sound fucked up, but I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
Maybe.
Personally, it's a personal question. I mean, it depends on how you feel about it.
I mean, it's just Valentine's Day. I'll just be like, oh, happy Valentine's Day. And then if I want to, like, you know, get some flowers or something, I'll get some flowers. But if not, it's just another day for me, dog.
Is he?
It's depending on the circumstance. If you're
the aura of the house, if she's mad or not.
Well, not really. If she's mad and it's Valentine's Day, then you should still do it. But if, like, both of you guys are pissed off and there's, like, relationship issues, then probably skipping over it would probably be best. Because it'll probably be toxic, like, showing up with flowers now and be like, I know we're beefing, but here's this. And then she'll be like, I hate you. What are you doing? You
know? Quietly.
Yeah. Bitch, just kind of, like, throwing salt in the wound.
These flowers are not going to fix the rent that we're behind on.
Exactly. Like, you're just,
here's some flowers.
Now you're being an a-hole. Like,
here's some flowers. Now drop them and put your fist up.
If money's an issue, too, maybe you just can't afford it.
Yeah,
you guys make a decision, like, hey, look, we're just going to...
That's fair.
Yeah.
I
think communication is the big thing in that.
Yeah. I'm coming from my perspective and my relationship, and knock on wood, we have a very healthy relationship, and we always have. I don't want to say it's expected, like, he should get me flowers and shit, but, like, you know.
He should get me flowers and shit.
No, not, like, spend a lot of money. You know, and I'm going to get him something, too. Like, I would never forget about it, but I feel like
even if you come home with a Crunch-A-Bunch, bro.
With the, right. Even with the, like, even with an anniversary or a birthday, like, that should be recognized, you know?
Those things I understand. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yes. 100%.
I don't know. For me, it can go either or. I think something.
Well, you're single.
Fuck you. I think it's something with like, anniversaries or birthdays. Those are, you know, important days. Valentine's Day is not that important.
Well, that's if you really don't care about the person either, like,
or just the day. I mean, you could care about the person, and like, there's a lot of couples that turn around and like, we don't do anything for Valentine's Day because we tell each other we love you, we love each other every day of the year.
Those are boring people, like Anthony.
Valentine's
I'm gonna Day. Cream you Jesus extra. Christ. I'm gonna cream you extra hard tonight, baby, because it's Valentine's Day.
You say that,
right? I feel like you could say that, but Valentine's Day is very hectic. Like, if you ever been into a flower shop,
God, yes.
And Valentine's Day, it's madness.
It's That's mandatory why, to work in yeah, floral.
Like
at
sometimes
I know.
You can't. Like you just like getting a card, getting like sometimes you can't. Like you come home empty-handed.
That's
so,
why I.
That's where the gas station comes
it,
in.
Like, hey, look, I'm gonna make it out for you this weekend or something. Then
right,
you could get away with
recognizing
it.
Recognizing
you know?
It. But, you know, that's why I made our reservations 4 months in advance, because I knew that it was never, it just came up on Facebook one day and it was like Calandra's Cucina. And I'm like, I've never been. And they deck out their restaurant for every holiday and I'm interested. And I was like, fuck it. I'll tell him when the time comes that we're going. But I made the reservations because I knew every year we go out for Valentine's Day. A couple years ago, 2 years in a row, we like stayed away, like where we weren't living together. We went and stayed overnight somewhere. But, you know, in my opinion, I think Valentine's Day should be recognized at least with, like, something. You know, flowers or a piece of chocolate or...
Ooh, piece of candy.
Piece of candy.
Or, you know, something. Doesn't have to be extravagant, you know. Doesn't have to be a diamond ring or a diamond necklace or something expensive. Something inexpensive is fine. Just
but
recognize
a Tiffany,
it.
But a Tiffany's tennis bracelet would be appreciated, you know what
I
I'm
have
saying?
My Pandora one. I don't need one. I don't trust myself with a fully diamond bracelet. Ooh, no.
All right. Does anybody have anything else to add for Valentine's Day?
I'm excited. I bought a nice dress. Babe?
Did you buy a nice dress?
I didn't buy a nice dress.
Actually, they didn't have my size.
Okay. No nice dress for West.
No.
What about you? What are you doing?
I wanted the Prada. They didn't have the Prada. They wanted Balenciaga. I was like, no, I'm not sponsoring some child
rapist
shit.
Really?
No.
Nothing. I'm excited for, you know... baseball season to start at the end of the month.
Woo! Baseball. Go Mets.
Edwin
Diaz is pitching.
So, yeah.
Will the games be as hectic as football? No, they won't.
Depends. Dude, if we go to the Mets game again for my birthday, you're coming.
Yeah, I'm going. I don't give a fuck.
All right. So, I think that's it for our Valentine's Day special.
I'll support the Mets again. Unless they're playing the Braves.
Ugh. You like the Braves?
Hey, that's what I'm going for right now.
Thank you guys for joining us. Remember, everybody, to still question everything, even though it's not really a...
Question your love, motherfucker.
Question your love. There you go. We'll see you guys for
they get you flowers?
Another special...
Does she rub your feet? Does she suck your toes? Has she ate your ass? It ain't real love if she ain't eat your ass.
Okay, we're
there's
there.
Words to think about.
Question words it. To think about from West. All right, everybody say goodnight.
Oyatsumi.
Good night.
Good night.
We'll catch you guys next time. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And remember, everybody, question everything. Good night.